friends and neighbors, we have a real special treat for you today. I am on mic with Ferret and Sap, who really, really love Ultimates. They are going to tell us why we should and what the hell we're supposed to do with even figuring out what is going on. This is going to be a really great conversation for, I'm going to guess, legitimately somewhere around 80% of us who don't know what to do with this wonderful giant universe that we keep hearing about. So first of all, Sap and Ferret, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And who, you're going to fight over this, I can feel it. What is this? What is going on? Help.
Sap, you can start.
Thank you. So The Ultimates was a comic published in 2002 that was essentially Marvel's sort of first attempt at a reboot before the MCU came out, with the idea of having a gritty, realistic set of superheroes. I should note that realistic goes off the rails really quick, but it was what they wanted to do. It's a much smaller amount than 616. It's a little bit shorter. It ended in around 2014, 2016. And it's just a retake on Marvel's favorite heroes, but from a different perspective and from different villains and ideas.
It's usually called the asshole verse, or at least that's what we call it. It's definitely got this sort of over the top, dark, gory approach where that realism just turns for me into kind of soap operatic melodrama. I think it takes the isms so far that they become funny instead of horrifying. I've said before that it sort of feels like a 14-year-old tried to write the darkest thing they could possibly think of. And
there
the result...
are definitely, yeah. There are definitely points where they just, you can tell it was the verse where they sent writers who wanted to do things they weren't allowed to do in 616. And boy, did they do it.
Yeah, absolute free reign. And it shows. There's, I think the first ism you come across is sexism, but the second ism, and this is not very far into it, is cannibalism. So there's definitely, they sort of hit all the points you could possibly hit.
And speaking of all the isms, before we go a whole lot farther, I want to let you guys know that I've told Sap and Ferret to talk about this openly and the whole run as much as they want to. So if you want to dive in to Ults and have absolutely no spoilers, unfortunately, this chat isn't actually going to be for you, but we'll make sure that there's stuff in the show notes about how to get a hold of us so that you know where to dive in. But if you are, we have a no spoil, like spoilers don't exist kind of policy here at Pottscast. So just be aware that I've given them free rein to talk openly.
So with that in mind, there are some major differences that are important to sort of know, or at least sort of set you up for how different Ultimates universe is to maybe the MCU or 616, if that's where you're used to. First of all, Tony's backstory is that he has a terminal brain tumor. He has cancer. And so his Iron Man is sort of a last hurrah, go down fighting kind of semi-suicidal reaction.
It's pitched as, in sort of the comics and the books, as his desperate attempt to have a lasting memory that isn't just his money. He really just wants to be someone.
Ults Tony is so, he's got such a big heart and he's very open about his feelings and he falls in love really easily, which gets him into trouble a lot. And I think he's one of my favorite Tonys because of that. I just see that he doesn't really fight how much he loves everybody. He leans into it and it just turns out sad for him so often. There's kind of a joy being able to fix that for him too.
Oh, is he still Stark genius? Do they still make weapons? Like, is that still part of it?
Yeah, well, so it's not, Tony's backstory isn't super clear. There are comics that cover it, but they're not considered canon. And so it's really, if you want to read those, take and pick what you like. It, you know, it's what we all do anyway. But
they did one of the biggest like retcons. I mean, I can't say in comics history because I don't know about 616, but they did a massive like Tony backstory retcon. So like
they did two.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say for sure what story we're running with.
Exactly. And I mean, one of the biggest notes that's different about Tony, he's not Anthony, he's Antonio. Mm. And the writers forget that, so it's fair if you do. But
he has got blue eyes.
He has got blue eyes. Oh God, that's still a thing.
But In terms of his more like recent backstory, he's still a genius and he still created Iron Man, though it's a bit less flashy and a bit more like heavy duty mechanical, I find. He needs people to help him get into it, and there's like a whole building for it, sort of.
We call it the tanky suit. It's 8 feet tall and it's massive, and I adore it.
It's a big, it's hefty so boy. Cool.
And it's full of goo.
Yeah, talk about the goo sap. You know you want to.
So Tony's suit, in their attempt to sort of make it more realistic, is full of what they call cushioning gel. And it's with the attempt so he wouldn't slam his head into everything every time he flies around. He's essentially scuba diving in the suit. I think that's the thing worth noting about Ulks Tony. He's a bit of a daredevil. You are introduced to him standing on top of Mount Everest. He's a scuba diver.
Not in
diver.
A suit. He's just mountain climbing by himself. Yeah.
On Mount Everest, dragging his co-workers around who really don't seem to like it, but he's having the time of his life. And then within a couple of panels, he's in space. So he's a bit of a daredevil, and his suit is essentially a scuba suit full of green gelatinous goo.
Okay.
And it's, I really have to stress this, technically considered a lube.
It is a lubricant. It is an industrial lubricant.
So he just, like, hangs out in lube? Like,
hangs out constantly in lube in his underwear.
So he comes out of the suit pre-lubricated.
Well, that's going to make things easy for Steve, because they're, like, quite something in this, aren't they?
Their
relationship is complicated.
It's complicated, but it's so much fun. But nobody writes about the goo.
Yeah. If anybody's out there and wants to write, no one wants to make Sap happy, write about the goo.
Write about the goo. We've got emojis for it.
We do. But, like, pivoting to Steve, before we pivot to their relationship, I find Steve's backstory really engaging in...
Yeah, I think, so to explain Steve's backstory, it's very similar to sort of other backstories, but with some very big twists. It's where old Steve is not an orphan. He was born to the same Sarah and Joseph, but his parents outlive him, and he has a brother. We never meet his brother, but it means, because he has a brother, he actually has a niece when he comes out of the ice. So Steve went into the ice with family and came out without it. Alongside, he was also engaged to a woman called Gail. And she didn't really stick around for that when he came out of the ice and married Bucky. In the biggest change, I think, is worth noting for Steve's history.
So Bucky doesn't end up on a parallel super soldier path. Bucky, Steve goes into the ice and Bucky and Gail get engaged as young people. And so when Steve is thawed, Bucky and Gail are both elderly.
And they've got 8 grandkids.
They do have a lot of grandkids. So he finds out when he wakes up that the woman he's engaged to is married and had a full life with his best friend, who
in
he also
the house they wanted to get married in.
Yes. And him and Bucky's younger than him at the beginning, though they never really clarify anyone's ages, but he has a bit of a like mentor-mentee kind of relationship with Bucky. You don't get a lot of it, but and so they're married and they've had kids and they've had a whole life. And old Steve, I mean, you see him cry about it. He's really, it's a difficult thing for him to deal with. And I think we get sort of a little taste of that with Peggy in the MCU, but Ulz Comics really digs into that. And he does keep having a relationship with them after that.
Yeah, Ulz is really great if you want to see Steve cry, because he cries a lot. In a way, it really draws me to him as a character. He's emotional and he is open about it. And he's very loving with the people he tries to sort of date. He's not very good at it, but he's crying. And so he's kind of the Steve that comes out of the ice with the most to lose, because he loses everything.
He's got a big range in a way that a lot of Steves don't, because the mask of Captain America is sort of, there's this idea of it being this like manly, stiff upper lip, show no emotion. And with MCU Steve, you see him bottle up pretty much everything that he feels, and sometimes it comes out as anger. With old Steve, he gets really angry sometimes. He gets really sad sometimes. He falls in love. Like, you get to see a real range with him, which you might not expect with what you probably have heard about Ults, that they would do that.
There's not so much of a separation between Steve and Cap in Ulz.
Yeah.
Steve very much takes the approach of, I'm Captain America, fuck you if you don't like it. And that's kind of, it makes him a very different Captain America. He's a bit of a dick. None of us can deny that.
Yeah, but sexist too, as they all are.
He's not great. But to be fair, I think he gets a little bit of a bad rap for what he says, because Tony says some stuff as well we all choose to ignore. And, you know, he's just, he's emotional and he's open and he struggles, but he's deadly sweet sometimes. And I think he's brilliant.
Yeah. And their relationship, they've got some ups and downs, but I wouldn't say it's as like extreme at either end as 616 can be.
But it's not Civil War.
Yeah. Tony also has a really lovely relationship with Thor, and Thor is quite a big character. So if you're interested in sort of a poly ship, I think that the Thor Steve Tony potential in alts is really strong, and that more people should dive into that.
And Thor is a big old hippie, so just read it for that.
Yeah, Thor is a great character. He's super fun. You get to see him really early on, and he has some great arcs, and really worth. He's a different version of Thor, as they all are different versions of themselves. So I think it's really fun.
So if we want to dive into these kind of different versions of these people, because like everything you're saying sounds like I'd love to read a Steve that is allowed to have emotion. Like, that sounds delightful. Do you guys have a place where I should start?
So Alts is a little bit easy on that one. And it only starts easy because it's a comic book. And so, you know, they divulge into insane naming conventions. But Ultimates starts, at least for Steve and Tony, with Ultimates 1. And then you finish reading Ultimates 1, you can go on to Ultimates 2 and then Ultimates 3. So it's a little bit of an easier start. It's how I mentioned last time I got into it, because it's 1, 2, 3. It's not 1, 2, 3, but 1, 2, 3 on this and this and this. They start together and you're introduced to them at the same time, and you're introduced to the Ultimates as a singular thing all in the same comic run.
It's really easy to get started. And like Sap said, you get both Steve and Tony right from the first issue. So if you're in it for Steve Tony or for the Stony, then you don't have to like spend a decade getting to know one of them before they ever interact. It's right off the bat.
Okay. Yeah. And so like 1, 2, and 3, when I go on Amazon, there's something called an omnibus. There's something called collections. Is there a way that like, I should just be careful? I buy like the first, like Ultimates 1 is the Ultimate 1 collection. And then I go from there.
So Amazon's a bit dicey when it comes to Ultimates comics, and all they don't have
books,
a lot of them.
All comics. I mean, yeah. Is there a better place for me to look for comics then, or for
one
our
thing that I found really useful? Most major comic book shops will carry Alts 1. Okay. They might carry the collective, but most of the ones I've been to will have a copy of Alts 1 through 6. So it can be an easy way to start. But generally, just keep an eye on what the covers look like. You know, there's less than legal ways to find out what the covers look like, and then purchase based on those. I found is the most easy way to find stuff, especially if you're trying to buy Alts 2, because there are two Alts 2. There's Alts 2 and there's Alts Squared, and they are a decade apart, but algorithms don't take squares into account.
We will link in the show notes to the three covers you should look for 1, 2, and 3, so that you can match to those if you want to find them. And then after that, it does get pretty hectic. It is sort of like someone got drunk and cut out all the words that they liked, like new and comics and Ultimates and Avengers and new again and comics again, and put them in a hat and shook them up. And then every time they wanted to name something, they just pulled a bunch of those out and then added a number on the end.
Sometimes they add Ultimates twice, you know, like Ultimates Comics, the Ultimates.
New Ultimates Comics, the Ultimate Ultimates. Yeah, mm-hmm. they do that. So after that, we would both recommend that you use a reading list, where everything is written out so that you can follow it.
The best reading list we've come across, and shameless plug, is on our own server. Sinella wrote us one 2 years ago that is, we are editing it slightly because we found in reading it's a little different, but is generally the best way you can go about it. It's how I read it the first time. And even if stuff isn't quite on, you will get the gist. It's a really great list.
And even if you don't want to join our conversations in our alt server, we have the resources and also the people who can answer questions. If you come in and say, do I have the right issue for this? You'll definitely get an answer about whether you're on the right track. So it is one of those things where I think having somebody help you, as probably with all comic collections, is the best way to make sure you're reading the right thing.
Yeah, find a helper, especially if it's from anything that's not in the past decade, that's when it gets dicey. I mean, even if you're not comfortable coming to the server, I'm happy to field alts questions whenever.
Send Sap alts questions on Tumblr and you'll make his month.
Do it, please. Any Discord, Tumblr, Twitter, anywhere, just talk to me about it.
Well, that is a really great invitation. But obviously, there's going to be people that want to engage with FIC, I would imagine, before they even want to start talking about the comics and the source material. This is just going to be my guess, speaking from personal experience, because I've read several alts fics and haven't touched a comic book. So this is obviously, like, from my perspective, once you know a couple things, they were pretty easy to get into. Do you guys hear that that's everyone's universal experience?
I would say 99% of the people that come into the server have read an alts fic, and often it's the same alts fic or the same three alts fics. We all get that one and then we come in. I've had maybe two people come in and say they've read no fics, they want to read the comics first, and they're the greatest because they know nothing and it's so funny. But, you know, most people will read a fic first and we don't blame you for that. It's a very easy way to get in.
Yeah, or like, I think some people even don't realize that they're reading alts fics until they start going like, wait a minute, why are Tony's eyes blue, or why are they called the Ultimates and not the Avengers, which is also a feature of Ultimates, which may confuse people. There is a group called the Avengers, and Sap, maybe you want to explain the difference between the Ultimates and the Avengers on a slight tangent.
So the Ultimates are your sort of, what you would normally think of as the Avengers. It's Tony, Steve, Janet Van Dyne, or I guess she's Janet Pym in the Ultimates, Hank Pym, Clint, Natasha, sort of a general group. Was meant to be Bruce, then it's not Bruce, and that's very apparent in the first comic.
Yeah.
But that is your general group. The Avengers come along a little bit later, sort of after an event called Ultimatum, which the name is apt. And the Avengers are run by Nick Fury as his sort of dirty Ultimates, because the Ultimates, one of the things that is brought up quite a lot is they're very PR heavy, at least at the beginning, so they have to look good. They do a lot of drug busts and fire, putting out fires. They do extra stuff. You never get to see it, but we are told they do it. Whereas the Avengers are the behind the scenes, we need to do something, but we need you not to do it in the public. But they do it in the public anyway. You can't not do it in the public without the Hulk.
Yeah.
But that consists of Clint, again, after some grunginess and depression. Then a various amount of villains. You've got the Punisher and someone called the Red Wasp, and you've got Monica, who is Nick Fury's sort of baby mama, but not, and that's really just complicated even to us. And it's all run by Tony's evil brother, Greg.
Oh yeah, Tony has an evil twin brother called Greg in the Ultimates. That's another thing you might want to know.
He wears blonde and white to Tony's black, and it's funny every time you see him.
They have a great dynamic that needs so much fic written about it.
Oh yeah, they are just, they spit and hiss at each other, like the worst kinds of siblings. There's a whole interaction of them walking down a hallway, just one-upping each other, and, you know, even calling each other fat, and it's just so funny.
But if you want to read alts fics, first of all, I'll say we've set this up as like this like intense, dark, ism-filled, nasty asshole verse. But the fics actually tend to be quite fluffy, I think, sort of as like a slingshot reaction to that. So if you're scared that it's all dark fic and there's a lot of death and destruction, it's not true. There's actually a lot of really soft alts fics, and a lot of the fics that Sap and I write in alts are a lot of like struggling emotions that have happy endings at the end, or a lot of porn. So
a lot of porn. We only kill them when we're apart from each other.
I don't think I ever have. You can go kill them with other people.
I only killed Tony once. It was fine.
But anyway, I think as long as you know that Tony's backstory and he has cancer and that's something you're prepared to see come up, it's not really like a super heavy, awful thing in the comics. It's a great opportunity for her comfort, to be honest. So if that scares you, I don't think it should, but you should be aware that you're going to see, it's just going to get dropped in alts fics because it's an inevitable part of the universe.
I think it's worth being aware. Fics are not always going to be tagged if they involve Tony's cancer. Generally, if they involve Tony's cancer to an extent, it's the point of the fic, they will be.
Yeah.
But if it's dropped in the background, people won't tag it, and that's been a problem that's come up in comments before.
Yeah, so be prepared for that. That's just something Alts readers are prepared to see. And if you know about Bucky and Gale being married and Gale being Steve's ex and then both being old, that will also help a lot, because I think there's a tendency for a lot of confusion. People see the name Bucky and they assume that he's either the Winter Soldier or that he and Steve are at least the same age. And that's very much not true in Alts. And if you've got that, and Greg, I say go forth and read. Like, if the comic universe doesn't interest you, there's so much good Alts fic out there. And there's no reason to avoid it because you haven't read it. Because, to be honest, canon isn't that... I wouldn't say it features super heavily in a lot of Alts fics. And a lot of the best Alts fics are sort of nestled in subtly into canon. And if you don't get it, you can just kind of gloss over those things. I would highly recommend people still go out and read the Alts fics. You're missing out on some great stuff.
I think very few Alts fics are written after Alts 2. Most of them focus before. But I think it's worth noting, because I've just thought of it, it's maybe worth Googling if you have favourite characters that aren't Steve and Tony and that we haven't mentioned here. It may be worth just giving them a quick Google to see what they get up to in the Ultimates, because some of them are evil. You know, yeah, if you like Natasha, we're really sorry. If you like Bruce, he's really bad. If you like Hank,
if you like Reed Richards, it's
not great.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be everybody's favourite thing. And if you're able to look past those people being evil, awesome. Alts might be the thing for you, but I've had people who it's a deal breaker, and it's understandable.
I do think that you very much have to see Alts as a separate universe. Like, if you love these characters from other places, that's not always like the best avenue to come into Alts, because their goal is to fuck everybody up as much as possible. So you might be disappointed.
If you're here for Steve, Tony, and Thor, you're aces. But if you're here for anyone else, take a breather and a step back.
But it's really fun. The fics are great, I think. And the art is a wild ride sometimes too. It varies a lot. Some of the early arts, like, some really good and some not so great.
I mean, I like to protest that I love every bit of Alts, even the bits I was told not to read because I ended up loving them. But the only one I hate is Alts 3, because the art just... it bothers me so much. It doesn't bother a lot of our readers. Some of my mods deathly disagree with me, but I can't stand it.
Yeah, everyone seems to have some... well, not everything is disagreed on. There's some panels everyone agrees are really bad. And there are times when Steve and Clint are basically twins. There's a couple of times we've had people be like, wait a minute, is this Steve or Clint? And no one's entirely sure without context.
Oh, God, yeah. There was one bit of comic I was convinced for ages was Steve, and then I read it and I was like, oh, that's Clint. And the only difference you get is that Clint's hair is down and Steve's hair is up. Yeah. And that's it.
Because this is one of those things that we should say really quickly for people who don't engage with comics at all. Different artists do different comics. Like, it's not the same writer, artist the whole way through, which is something that I didn't know until I got into fandom. So in Alts, like, Miller, is the main, one of the main people, but how many other kind of folks are we dealing with here?
Well, so the big names you want to mention when you're talking about Alts is the first sort of two volumes are written by a man called Mark Miller.
Mark,
and he returns later to write a lot of other stuff. He's famously the writer of 616's Civil War, so he's not an unknown writer, but you have, for the first two comics, it's a guy called Brian Hitch. And then it sort of roulettes through other artists. You've got some better ones like Lenil Yu does a lot, or you've got Frank Cho got some work in Alts, which if you don't know who he is, I suggest Googling it. He's not great. But there's also some other big names like Hickman writes a very good amount of Alts.
There's also, they do a really cool thing in Ultimate Spider-Man, where they have like alternating artists every issue or even within the issues. Do you have like an artist's perspective on that kind of project?
So I think the one you're talking about is a comic called, well, it's Alts number 150, and it's because it's an anniversary edition. And throughout that comic, they choose to tell different stories from the perspectives of different people and from Peter with different artists. So there's a bit with Steve, Tony, and Thor that's drawn one way, but when Steve talks about his experience with Peter, it's drawn by one person, and then when Tony talks about his experience with Peter, it's drawn by another person, and Thor's experience is another person.
And they're really wildly different.
They are massively different. Like, some of them are very detailed, and some of them are straight, like, Saturday morning cartoon style.
Yeah.
Like, Iceman's one in that is just, it's like a webtoon, but he continues through different artists as he meets different people. You know, you've got Steve in one shot where he looks perfectly normal, and there's one where he looks like a fucking Dorito, and it's great. he's a straight triangle, and it's
so
funny.
Yeah, we should link to that one too, because it's pretty great.
I can get the photo very easily. I mentioned it in the server last week.
So yeah, Alts is, I mean, comics in general, you get to have that kind of those changes, but I really love that they brought everybody together and did that kind of wacky thing for Ultimate Spider-Man. And speaking of Ultimate Spider-Man, there's clearly lots of different, like, after the beginning of Alts, they did split into lots of different characters, just like they have in 616. So you have Ultimate Fantastic Four, and you have Ultimate X-Men, and you have Ultimate Spider-Man. And that can make it feel kind of overwhelming, but we have the Steve Toney reading list, so that's a good place to start. And it also gives you a taste of some of the other characters who cross over for a bit.
We make reading Spider-Man a mandatory part of our reading list because we think it's important. And because it's worth noting, there are two Spider-Men in Alts. If you've ever heard of Miles Morales, especially.
Well, people might have, yeah.
Yeah, most people have seen Into the Spider-Verse. Miles Morales is from Alts.
Yes.
That's where he originated. So I think a lot of people are going to come and look at Alts after that. And he's a great way to get started because he's a really brilliant little character.
Yeah, I really like the Spider-Man run that we do, and there's more Spider-Man if you want to branch off of Steve Toney, and then there's lots more other characters that sort of intersect briefly with our reading list, but then have more outside of that you can go read. So yeah. I think it's a little more welcoming than 616 in terms of volume, because you're not up against 60 years of hundreds of different writers and artists taking things in hundreds of different directions with probably thousands of characters. But it still gives you kind of a taste of what the experience of reading comics is like, and some of the cons to trying to work your way through comic lists without being so overwhelming that it's bordering on prohibitive.
I mean, my original intent when reading Alts the first time back in 2018 was to read it before starting 616 because it seemed like an easy start. And then I got stuck, so don't do that.
You might get stuck forever. 616 is worth reading too, but if you want to try out, because something like Noir 1872 has like that's a nice contained way to read just like one small run of comics. But if you want to take it a step further and start, you know, really diving into a world that's expanded more, I think Ultimates is a great place to go.
And I think don't be scared by the Ultimates. I think a lot of people are, and a lot of people that we get into the server are, because it gets a little bit of a bad rep in fandom, and, you know, it's getting better, but it is pegged as the asshole verse, and you're not entirely wrong, but people come in expecting them to hate each other, and they really don't. Steve and Tony think each other are brilliant. They really back each other up, and they defend each other even when they're not together, so don't be scared off by what fandom can sometimes take away from it, because I don't think it gets a fair sort of go of it.
Yeah, I think it's really worth a try. You at least should dip your toe in with Ultimates 1 and see if it's something that you like.
Mm. The recommendation we give to people on the server is, if you can push past Ultimatum, read sort of Armor Wars, which is Ferret's favorite, and Red Skull Run, which is my favorite. That's where most people really fall in love with Alts, because it's where they go from sort of being introduced to them to just finding out how funny they are as their own people. And Steve's such a bitch. It's great.
And in Armor Wars, Tony's just like, oh, he's just so ready to fall in love. It always works out so badly for him.
Yeah, Armor Wars, Tony is sad all the time. And
he's so sad. He's so beautiful.
Red Skull Run, Steve runs around pissing everyone off.
Steve's so angry. It's great.
He's so angry.
There's so much room for fic here.
I don't know about you listeners, but they've sold me. So
you convinced?
If they've sold you guys, make sure to comment on the episode here. Find us in our server. Find Sap and Ferret in theirs. And let us know how you feel about Alt. Sap and Ferret, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.
Thank you for inviting me to talk about this.